USA Radio News.
California officials are continuing to identify people that have died in the so-called Camp Fire in Northern California. So far, 59 people are known to have died, with over 100 still missing or unaccounted for. The fire is 40% contained, and CAL FIRE's Ken Pemlot has an update on the situation.
Vegetation is critically dry. We will still have conditions that will produce new and potentially damaging fires. And so we're not keeping our eye off this ball at all. I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes.
The United States Food and Drug Administration has proposed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars in the United States. The agency is also imposing new restrictions on the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The proposal still has to go through several regulatory phases, and it could be years before the rules take effect. The machine recounts continue in Florida as counties face a 3 o'clock Eastern Time deadline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says that the death penalty will be sought for 5 of the 11 suspects indicted in columnist Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Khashoggi disappeared from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey on October 2nd and is believed to be dead. The Treasury Department as well announced on Thursday that it was slapping 17 sanctions on Saudi government officials. Retail sales were stronger than expected in October. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Economists had said October's retail sales numbers could be expected to increase by 0.5%, but in fact, the Commerce Department says they increased at 0.8% last month as more Americans bought motor vehicles, appliances, and electronics. Building materials also contributing to the gains. Analysts believe that was brought on by rebuilding efforts after the hurricanes.
Soon, President Trump will be speaking at a conference of veterans and military families at the Marine Barracks in Washington, D.C. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Florida judge ruled on Thursday that 4,000 voters whose mail-in and provisional ballots were rejected because of issues with their signatures will be given 1 to 2 days to resolve that problem and have their votes counted. Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News and says he wants every ballot counted, but a procedure does need to be followed.
These provisional ballots they're in an envelope, and what's supposed to happen is you present those to the canvassing board to decide whether or not they're allowed to vote. She didn't do that. She opened it up. She basically decided they were going to count, and she counted the votes. Then she got caught. She said, all right, I'll submit it to the canvassing board. They found that 21 of them should not count. So they said, all right, let's find the 21. It's too late. What's out of the envelope? There's no way to match one with the other. So that's just one example of the kinds of things that have been going on over there, on top of some history that you've outlined already of this sort of thing. And so, yeah, it's deeply concerning that they're not following the law. They are not following the law, and that's why we have election laws. I want every legal vote that was cast in a timely fashion to count.
Exactly.
No one here is asking that not to happen. What will happen after the machine recount is any race in the state that's within less than a quarter of 1 point, which will be the Senate race and the agriculture race, there will have to be a hand recount of the overvotes and undervotes, basically. Did somebody skip the ballot and not vote for this race? Now the canvassing board, if the counting teams don't do it, have to sit down and determine, did the voter intend to vote or not? And that's where lawyers get involved and start arguing that a mark here and a cross there and a circle over here was voter intent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.